times are hard, we can't escape. And if I lose my mind, will you take me up in a shooting star? And we'll get real far, 'cause we'll never break. You see me in a state, you see me make mistakes, and I see you leave. See me stand the dark, 'cause you don't need me. You see me at my worst, heard me say some words that I don't mean. Traveling on this open road, and the cold wind blows, will you come to me? And when the sun is high, and we hear a dozen jets fly by, will we touch the sky?
Thank you. 93.3 CFMU. You are listening to My Boy, the Riot Girl.
And I'm Megan.
Okay, no, you want to introduce me? Go ahead.
Yeah, and that is Mike.
And that's Mike. Megan has been swearing nonstop because her teeth hurt, and we're going to be doing a scientific experiment.
Been swearing.
You've been doing an awful lot of we could not put it on air.
Complaining.
We could not put it on air.
Okay.
What's
our experiment?
Oh, the experiment is going to see if you sound any different. We're going to go back and listen to... In fact, our listeners of the live show can go back and listen to last week's episode and see if you'd sound any different with braces.
I had braces last week.
No, 2 weeks ago was the last show, though.
I have had braces for 6 weeks.
But tight braces?
I don't know.
See? This is the questions that we want to answer. I don't want you to have to say, I don't know again on our show.
So, that's not gonna happen.
This week's My Boy the Riot Girl, we started things off with I guess, United Nations of things. We started things off, with Imaginary Cities. That track was called Hummingbird from the Temporary Resident EP. They're playing tonight, actually, if it's April 20th that this is airing on. Opening for the Pixies, I believe, at Hamilton.
What?
I know. Get this. So, I walk over to Amy's place and she's playing the Pixies and she didn't even realize that two blocks away they're playing. And anyway, Imaginary Cities is opening. That's another coincidence because this was programmed a while ago. After that, the American group Group Love,
that was Getaway Car from their self-titled, is it a debut album?
I think it is, yes.
Debut album.
They appear to be a bunch of rich kids that met in some nice vacation spot. After that, we went to New Zealand, Con and Moccasin. We heard Megumi and the Milky Way Above from Please Turn Me Into the Snat.
I don't understand any of those words in that whole thing.
Yeah.
From the artist's name
really
to the album to the
weird
song.
Album. It's good, though. My cousin in Denmark sent it to me. And
Australian, you say?
They're either Australian or New Zealand, I believe. They're from
New Zealand.
Yeah. And believe
don't
me,
make
that
mistake. I'm
that's
sorry.
In lieu of playing the new Architecture in Helsinki, which I listened to and is awful.
Bad?
Yeah.
Bad news.
Then we heard The Kills.
The Kills. That was Pots and Pans from Blood Pressures.
And that's their new album. And then followed that up with some new Miracle Fortress, new album coming out next week called Was I the Wave? And we heard the track Raw Spectacle. Sounds a lot like Caribou, eh? I guess I can't say that to you, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard it yet, but...
I have not heard it yet.
Sounds like Caribou.
Cool. I look forward to hearing it.
So we're going to hear a new track from the new Peter, Bjorn, and John album. The following set is for a Swedish band.
Look at that.
Yeah.
The other day, when I was in Toronto, we were walking down the street, and then you hear...
Yeah.
And all of us were like, what is that? And I'm like, Peter, Bjorn, and John. And then we talked about how they had a new album. And then I said, I think we're going to play them this week.
There you go. So you told the future. This is Breaker Breaker from the new album, Give Me Some. You're listening to My Boy, the Riot Girl.
On CFMU 93.3 FM.
Try to turn us down. I'm gonna start. so you can stay with your girlfriend. Your father is a sweet old man, but it's hard for him to understand that you wanna love a woman. Nina, I can be your boyfriend if it puts an end to all this nonsense. First time I see you in Berlin, and you don't tell me anything until outside your dad's apartment. Oh, God, Jesus Christ, I try to focus on your eyes. We're having dinner with your family now. A steady look at your left eyebrow. If it's raised, it means yes. If it's not, it means take a guess. Hey, you stop kicking my legs. I'm doing my best. Can you pass the plates? Your father puts on my record. So tell me how you met her. I get a little nervous and change the subject. I put my hand on some metal object. He jokes and tells me it's a lie detector. He takes out the booklet and starts reading. So I heard you're moving out next season. I say yeah, New York is nice that time of year. Almost as green as it is here. He says, I thought you were moving to Sweden. Oh, oh, God, what have I done? I came to Berlin to have some fun. And the clock on the wall strikes 4, 5, 6. My eyes caught by a big crucifix. Guess that's why he won't let you go. His Catholic heart is big and small. You know I'll do anything for love, but Nina, what were you thinking of? Your girlfriend. Your father's mailing me all the time. He says he just wants to say hi. I send back out of office all the replies. Nina, I just want to check in, 'cause I think about you every second. So I send you this postcard just to say, don't let anyone stand in your way. Yours truly, Jens Lickman.
Other life, but I would never ever let you go. And it- breaks my heart. I still hope it is you. Would you say stop and would your tongue go away? Would you say don't and would you choose to betray? Would you say no? Hardly repose. Now the day, now the year, I see life, you're blinded by tears. Cause you are away and you're unalive, but I would never ever let you go. And if someone ever breaks my heart, I still hope it is you. Would you say stop or would your tongue go away? Would you say don't or would you choose to betray? Would you say no? Would you say go? Would you say stop? Or won't you let it all end? Would you say don't? Or won't you choose to pretend? Would you say no? Would you say go? Would you hear yourself thinking quietly? I'm not single, I am alone. You hear yourself crying quietly? I am alone.
93.3 CFMU. You're listening to McMaster Community Radio.
Radio.
Yeah, you're listening to My Boy the Riot Girl.
Girl.
And that's Megan, who's echoing herself.
Echo.
And we are heard here every Wednesday overnight, 2 a.m. till 7 a.m. We play the newest shows at 2 and 6. So, yeah, but the easiest way to get us is to go to our website.
At www.myboythelriotgirl.com.
Where Megan's blogged it up, and yeah, we can now update it very easily.
Mike is blogging it up with videos and all kinds of cool things.
I just figured out you could do that. I live in the Stone Age. So in that set, we went to Sweden. We started things off with some Peter Bjorn and John. That was Breaker Breaker from their brand new album, Gimme Some.
I just have to tell you, it was really hard not to make a stoner joke when you say a Stone Age on 420.
Anyway, keep going.
Then we heard some Jens Lechman. That was A Postcard to Nina from Night Falls Over Cortadella.
And I know we played that before, but I just love that song. It's too good.
It's fantastic.
He cuts off his finger. Then we heard some new Acid House Kings. That is the song Would You Say Stop from their new album Music Sounds Better With You. Yeah, we really got like an ABBA thing here going, eh? And then last but not least, go ahead. You get to pronounce it properly.
No.
Now 100% properly pronounced, Luca Lee, according to a listener. Thank you very much. This was a request from Michael. We listened to Sadness Is a Blessing from her latest album, Wounded Rhymes, which I listen to a lot.
It's very good.
It is. So we're going to end it in two ways. Yes, this is the end.
You have an option. It's a choose your own adventure.
Choose your own adventure. My Boy the Riot Girl brings you choose your own adventure. You can choose to listen to this next Jill Barber track and then turn it off after a good 45 minutes. The name of the track is Daydreaming, by the way. And I felt we needed, even though we played her last week.
Did we play off the new one last week?
Or I guess 2 weeks ago. But yes, we did. We played the title track. But we can listen to Daydreaming off the brand new album, Mischievous Moon. And then Call Out a Night, or if you're more adventurous, listen all the way through. We're playing some Godspeed You Black Emperor. They are playing four shows, yes, Friday, Saturday, and two on Sunday.
In Toronto.
Yeah, at Lee's Palace.
As part of their tour.
And a little known fact that I just tell everyone, I met Megan at a Godspeed You Black Emperor concert. So,
Yep.
So here is Blaze Bailey
10 years ago.
Finnegan III reciting a song he ripped off, but it sounds good as a poem, from Slow Riot for New Zero Canada. Jill Barber, and then Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Have a wonderful week. We'll be back next time.
On CFMU 93.3 FM.
Thank you. think you will agree that it's only just a stone's throw away. That it's only just a stone's throw away.
57, a 45 handgun, a 38 special, and I own an M16 fully automatic round assault rifle.
Yeah, she was gonna leave that to the transfer.
Think things are gonna get better before they get worse?
No way. Things are just gonna get worse and keep on getting worse. Like I said, America's a third world country as it is, and you know, we're just basically in a hopeless situation as it stands.
What do you think this country's gonna look like in the year 2003?
You know, I'll tell you the truth, nothing against you guys, but I don't want to answer that question because I haven't even got a mind that inhumane.
You ready for what's coming?
Ready as I'll ever be. Little saying dates back for generations, so be prepared for anything at any time from anybody, and don't take no shit, always stand your ground. People want to come up to me and run their mouth, guess what, I'll throw them through the fucking window. I won't think a thing of it.
Would you mind reciting your poem for us?
Not at all. I don't see why I should. I don't see why I couldn't. There's an evil virus that's threatening mankind. It's not a state of the art, it's a serious state of the mind. The bug is the backstab, is the two-faced leader, menace to society, a social disease. To brainwash the mind is a social disorder. The cynics, the apathy, went up and chip order. Watching beginnings of social decay, gloating and staring at life's disarray. Eating away at your own self-esteem, pouncing on every word that you might be saying. To attack someone's mind is a social disorder. The constitution, the government, martial law, or order. Superficially smiling, a shake of the hand as soon as your back is turned, treason is planned. When every good thing's laid to rest by the government's hate, by the constitution and their lies. And every time you think you're safe, and when you go to turn away, you know they're sharpening all their knives. All in your mind, all in your head, try to relate it. All in your mind, all in your head, try to escape it. Without a conscience, they destroy, and that's the thing that they enjoy. There are sickness that's in all of our minds. They want to sink the ship and leave the way they laugh at you and me. You know it happens all the time, but it only happens in your mind. The rats in the cellar, you know who you are, or do you? Watching beginnings of social decay.